It is a new day. Hey, God's mercy is new every morning. Great is his faithfulness as we get rolling with the best 5 minutes of the day, quarter to six. It's a new month here. We're into the second half of 2020, Jason Kanz. And I saw you answer, by the way, good morning.
Good morning.
I saw you answering our question. Sum up the first half of this remarkable year in one word. What did you go with yesterday?
I think I said disorienting.
Yeah, right, right.
Just trying to make sense of everything has been a challenge.
It has been. But you've done a lot of writing, and we want to celebrate you, because tell us about your Bible project and what milestone did you reach?
Yeah, so several years ago, probably 5 years ago now, I started in the book of James. I wanted to try and understand the book of James better than I had. And so I decided to work through and write out by hand through the book of James as though God were telling me about the letter. And so I wrote it from God's voice toward me. And so I put together this little project and, you know, five chapters in James, I think, and ended up really pleased with how it turned out. And so I gave a copy of it to Heather, and she just camped on it and read it over and over and over again. And I thought, wow, it really has made a connection. And so she would give that to other people as well. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to try it also with Ephesians. And so then I did Ephesians, and it just kind of took off from there. And so over the last several years, I've been slowly working my way through the New Testament, writing out each book of the New Testament as though God were telling me about it in his voice. And so yesterday I hit 300,000 words, which is a lot of words.
Milestone. We wanted to celebrate you for that, so way to go.
Thank you. I only have Acts 27 and 28 left, and then I am done with the entire New Testament. So,
do you plan to do this for the Old Testament?
I don't know. I would like to, I think, get into the prophets. I think that's what I've been thinking about recently is... I was reading in Isaiah the other day, just I think there's a lot we can learn from the prophets about the world we currently live in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that may be my next goal. I'm very likely going to spend a substantial amount of time editing and going back over what I have written and just seeing how it lands on me now and if there are things I would change.
But I saw on Twitter there was somebody else who said that they had done this a little bit, and you commented on that.
So someone on Twitter had invited people into this process of writing the Gospels out by hand.
Yeah.
And I know years ago, John Acuff had talked about writing through Proverbs by hand. And, you know, it's an interesting process because what it does is it forces you to slow down and pay attention to the details, and you end up seeing things that you wouldn't otherwise see. And so even that, pick a book like Ephesians and just write it out by hand, and you'd be amazed at the things that you end up encountering there.
Interesting. Well, in our remaining moment or two, I want to just, something I was thinking about yesterday had to do with humility the importance of it. And so kind of the revelation as I was about my sales job, which is me after radio for the rest of the day, and One Source Imaging, downtown Eau Claire. And it's just the idea of, wow, humility is so important. And I thought, missing baseball, which is hoping to come back at the end of the month, I thought, in fact, humility is first base, not only in me with God, but also me with people. And so we talk about Danny Gokey's tune, Love God, Love People. But, you know, both the Old Testament and New say God opposes the proud, he gives grace to the humble. Yes, I think you can make the case that he loves you as you are, not as you ought to be. But if I'm going to get anywhere with God, I need to be humble. To whatever degree I'm proud, that's just not going to work well with him. And then similarly with people. And I think about the way our opinions are so arrogantly manifested on social media, and we just think we have a corner on the truth. And it's just like, wow, you know, humility, humility, humility. It's so important.
Yeah, so what are the factors with humility? And I think part of it is exactly as you're saying, that we don't consider our opinion somehow better than other people's. You know, I think listening is involved in humility. I think an interest in others is definitely a factor related to humility. But I think you're right. I think we have to maybe pray continually for humility to be able to hear and listen and love.
Yeah, and to not feel so... And you've talked about it with your three questions, which you can remind us about at the end here again. But the fact of the matter is just as we're so sure, whether it's on the right or left, and it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, political, social, spiritual opinions, we're just so sure that I am right, and that we can't even listen to others. And I think that's where we did this great segment on mental health with Paula Peterson from Eau Claire Christian Counselor here with us yesterday, and people can check the podcast. But she's just like, she really underscored the importance of empathy and being willing, having the room to listen, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's spot on. And how much of these concepts are tied together, I think, are exactly right.
So remind us your three questions again in closing.
The three questions. Number one.
Let me just say, people need to be you need to be humble enough to ask these.
Right. And part of the reason is because I think questions help facilitate conversation because they don't close it off. So first question, what do you mean by that?
Uh-huh.
We want to understand what people are saying. Second one, how did you come to that conclusion? You know, we have a lot of inputs into us, and we want to understand how they came to that.
Uh-huh.
And the third one is it possible that I'm wrong? And when we ask that, I think that's an invitation to humility.
What do you mean by that? How did you come to that? Is it possible that I'm wrong? Okay, take that into the 4th of July weekend. Jason, we'll give you off tomorrow. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
All right, sounds good. Jason Kahn's a great follow on social media, on Facebook. And, hey, way to go, reaching 300,000 words on his Bible project. She showed up, so, I mean, I got to do first cup. What am I going to do? I stalled. There was no manifestation of you. And
it's
so
because I am a conscientious driver who is not going to speed to work just because I'm running late.
Sure.
Also, I really wanted coffee, so I took that extra time to make myself a cuppa this morning. So.
Well, I mean, I was just in the early stages of the markets, and there were so few special events.
I mean, I don't have anything up on my computer yet. But
that's okay. I covered it already. I covered it. So, how are you this morning, which is a Thursday, kind of feeling like a Friday, heading into a three-day weekend, right?
It's our Friday, yes. It's
You've
kind
been
of
coveting
beautiful.
This.
I have been looking forward to this more than I probably should, but I'm just very much looking forward to.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing. It's not even that it's a three-day weekend. It's my husband is off today and tomorrow, and so he's around, which is kind of really nice because then he can... get Grandpa Wayne ice and such things. He can help. Uh-huh. We can all help together.
Yeah.
So, yes. Good news, bad news. Becca's arm is not broken.
That's good.
Hey, we don't think. Bad news, she needs a sling for a week, and we'll re-x-ray in a week to make sure.
Ah.
Hey.
Okay.
Love rollerblading.
There we go. Left arm or right arm?
Right arm.
Okay.
So, I don't know how she slept last night. Mm. We'll see this morning. But
okay.
Yeah, rollerblading, Mark.
Yeah,
yeah.
Both of our kids.
Heard that can happen.
We've each had it go down. Yeah, Michael recovering from his broken arm, and he's transitioned from that cast to the brace, which is a lot better. You can take it off for a shower and the whole deal.
So. Yes.
All right.
So Mayo, the urgent care center at Mayo there, and the doctor was so kind and so nice, and you know what? It's always so refreshing because on his way out, he wished me blessings on my day, and I was like, oh. You know, like you just kind of feel like, oh, you're a believer. And I love that about you. You know what I mean? It was just he was awesome. And she's OK.
Well, you know why? It's the second half of the year now. So everything's going to go good. It's going to be a different story.
We have turned a page.
The tale of two halves. Yes. Thank you, Hillary.
So thank you, Mark.
We'll check in with you a little bit here in our last show together for the Three Amigos before July 6th, I guess. All right, Caleb and Hillary, I've got a story for you and the listeners.
Can't wait to hear
this.
So
way back in March, ever since mid-March, everything's been getting canceled. And so for our son, Michael, who is a citizen but still doesn't have, has not been given a Social Security number, and you've got to get this next level of, he's got to have like an in-person stop at the USCIS office in the Twin Cities.
Hmm.
Okay.
U.S. Customs Immigration Service. Okay.
Okay.
And they may feel like they can do what they want. And see if you feel that way as I share the story. So we get some envelopes that come on Monday, and they indicate you've got an appointment on Wednesday at 11:30. And so my wife's like, okay. And she got two envelopes, so they're just making sure. And she opened one of them that said 11:30 appointment. That's how she left it. Fast forward then, Tuesday's mail is delivered, but it was never checked because I think my wife said yesterday, who does anything through the mail anymore?
Yeah, right.
Anyhow, so it's Wednesday, and yesterday after we had our fine show and I was moving to downtown Eau Claire to do my other job, I thought, you know, I'm going to stop by and say goodbye to my wife and Michael who are leaving for that 11:30 appointment.
Right.
And I happened to park on the street. I checked the mailbox. There's one, two, three letters from USCIS.
Oh. So you've gotten what?
Five letters in 3 days, and this is leftover mail from Tuesday that I just happened to check. My wife's like, we're about to go. It's a little after 9. So she opens the first letter, and she said, she finds out that the appointment's canceled. One of them said it's canceled for 11:30. The other two talked about how your appointment's actually at 8 in the morning.
What?
Yeah, the other two... Now, they had come on Tuesday, the day before the said appointment, which was to be yesterday.
Gracious.
Here's the deal, though. This is the good news in all of it. So she finds out, had I not checked the mail, had I not brought it in, had I not been, I think, my word of the year is spirit-led, to go in and give her the mail, then they would have left. But here's the deal. Had she opened the second letter on Monday... That second letter said, which she found out later yesterday, actually said your appointment's at 8 o'clock on Wednesday. That would have been the case, and she not checked the mail. She'd been all the way to the cities, no appointment.
So did she miss the appointment?
No, so she stayed here.
Okay.
The appointment didn't happen. It was all canceled. The bottom line is...
Even the 8 o'clock
was
canceled.
One of the five letters said... Yes, what happened is, in the end... The latest letters, two of them said your appointment's been moved to 8 o'clock, but a third one said your appointment moved to 8 o'clock has been canceled.
That's also a lot of trust in the Postal Service to get them delivered on time.
Haven't they heard? I mean, there were no messages of email in this regard.
No phone calls.
If you're cutting it that close, you would think maybe you could just call or
So there you go. That is a real life story. I'm not kidding.
I have so much respect for you and Peggy and everything you have gone through in this adoption process.
After 11 years, it's still...
Wow.
It's like one of those movies you think the villain is...
It just keeps coming back.
Well, a special edition here today because we're taking the day off collectively tomorrow. Steve Snyder filling in for us. So your Thursday special edition Independence Day weekend of headlines here on WWIB. Here we go.
Let's get to it. The 2021 Golden Globes will be delayed a couple of months due to COVID-19. Put another way, Tom Hanks will have to wait until late February to pick up another trophy.
Sad for him. Hey, obesity experts from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say children should get an hour of exercise every day. The bad news is the list of approved exercise does not include running your mouth, throwing a fit, or pounding a keyboard.
Mm. A study finds that if processed foods are labeled as healthy, people tend to overindulge in them. Doritos, now with Cool Ranch flavored antioxidants.
Mm. Yum.
According to a survey by the National Kidney Foundation, one in four Americans say that they would consider donating a kidney to a stranger while still alive.
What was even more amazing, three out of four politicians surveyed said they donate other organs they weren't using, like their hearts.
Ouch.
Oh. Users of Windows 10 will soon see a better start menu. You'll see a list of your apps, a sleep switch, and a link for ordering a MacBook.
Andy. Major League Baseball teams will play 60 games in 66 days. Players have worked to stay in shape the last few months. You know, I've been preparing as well. Two hot dogs for lunch, two for dinner, one before bedtime.
That's good.
You're ready to go. Take me to the ballpark. Actually, they won't let you in. A new study says 5G wireless signals won't harm you. The price of a new phone is what'll give you a heart attack. But the 5G, that won't hurt you.
Oh, that's good. For a third time in 3 years, a story is back about a health trend where people are drinking milk made from cockroaches. We're not seeing it on store shelves, but proponents say cockroach milk has four times the protein of cow's milk.
But it runs to the corner every time that little refrigerator light comes on.
Yeah.
In a sad new survey, most Americans no longer believe the U.S. is the best country in the world. So, way to go, Facebook.
Mm.
And Americans eat 1 billion hot dogs in July, or roughly 8 pounds of real meat.
Nice.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Independence Day is upon us.
2 days away.
2 days away. And, you know, you've heard a lot about Maximum Load Fireworks because they've been advertising with us and they have the petting zoo and the free sparkler for the kids. So yesterday, I decide I'm going to be a cool mom. I'm going to go to Maximum Load Fireworks with my children, and we're going to pet ducks and donkeys and...
I just want to say you've achieved cool mom status without... You don't need to... There's no works.
I mean, need to stop up in the bar. So we go to Maximum Load, and I'm there, and I'm looking around like a doofus, not knowing what I'm doing, because fireworks aren't necessarily something that I know anything about. And this very, very nice gentleman comes up to me wearing a Maximum Load shirt and says, how can I help you? I said, I don't know. You know, a lot of the stuff has been canceled. I want to do something special for the kids. He says, what's your budget? I give him a number, thinking, whatever.
Yeah.
The man starts pulling stuff off of shelves and arranging it. What is this? This is your show.
Says, you didn't just buy a few things. You got a whole show.
I got a show. So, apparently this is a thing where they will design a show for you. They even put stickers on all of these things and numbered them in the order of which I should be shooting them off.
It's the dot-to-dot fireworks.
This is the thing about Bert and the crew down there at Maximum Load Fireworks. I mean, they love fireworks, and they will not put anything on their shelves that they have not tested out and loved themselves.
And that's true, because like he was picking up boxes, like, you're going to love this one, because this one is like this, and it's a star, and it's a jellyfish, and I'm like, cool! Okay, but now...
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm having a fireworks show in my yard. I'm a little afraid, but he gave me so much good safety information, too. Like, he was really all about the safety stuff, because I must have looked like I need to know how to be safe. But apparently, I'm having a fireworks show in my yard on
Will
the 4th
it be
of
set
July.
To a Need to Breathe soundtrack?
Oh, it should be.
Yes, there you go. Good idea.
I came home with this box. My husband's like, what did you do? Honey, we're going to celebrate the 4th of July by blowing things up.
Now, there had been some Dean pre-approval, though, right? I mean, he
knew we were going.
Was there a dollar amount that had been
I
mean, set?
No.
It's the 4th.
It's the 4th.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, it may not be the 4th, but the 3rd, Amy is from the Cornell City Council and let us know that they are having quite the gathering so to speak, tomorrow with a parade and fireworks. So there's going to be a parade with veterans and emergency services, local clubs and organizations. That is at 3 p.m. tomorrow. There'll be ATVs and UTVs and lots of different things going on there in Cornell tomorrow, too. And they'll even have, again, you can have a safe street dance if you want to get out. And I don't know. How do you say
That's
dance?
Fun.
I was going to say, like, I don't know, kick a something or shake a something or...
Shake a tail feather?
Yeah,
that's
I
what
don't
I
know.
Always say, like, shake a tail feather.
I think that works.
I don't know. It's going to be fun. I think we might head down for the parade.
I'm bringing the family.
Are you going to the parade or are you coming to mine?
Your fireworks show.
Good, yeah. Because I've got all...
Yes. We'll be there.
Let us
know the time.
I kind of failed to mention that we have either trees or power lines over any concreted area. I don't know. There's so much to be figured out
by the
here.
Time we reconvene on Monday.
There will be stories.
We will
there
have will
be.
Yes.
Be safe,
story.
Everybody. Have a great time. Who's the better driver?
Me.
Dad or mom? We talked about this the other day, how there are different roles. Sometimes the man drives more in your family, Hillary. Mm-hmm. You drive more. Dean navigates.
Because he is the better navigator. Hands down, without doubt, he is the better navigator.
So let me say this statement and then give the caveat. A new survey of 6 to 16-year-olds reveals kids think dad is a better driver than mom, but...
Huh.
But believe he goes too fast and suffers the most road rage.
It is so hard. I've got lead in my foot. I'm sure I do. I mean, it just...
Oh, funny. See, I think what it is when you're the mom that's driving, you're so distracted by the kids. Mm. It's like they never stop. It's like, now I'm driving here.
You can conduct this survey in your own household as well if you like. Kids say dad's the fastest driver. Dad is also most likely to have road rage. Most likely to get lost.
That's funny.
Mama. Best at parallel parking, daddy-o. Best at reverse parking, also dad. Best at parking in a tight car, park spaces, dad. Best at switching lanes on a highway. is dad.
I think I'm all of those things, though. I know I'm a faster driver than Dean, because if we're running late for something, I'm like jockeying to get behind the wheel, because I'm like, we're never going to get there if Dean's driving.
Did you ever want to be kind of the Janet Guthrie? Did you ever want to be the
Danica
Patrick?
Thrills, one of the biggest thrills that I've done is taking my purple Geo Prism around the loop at Road America, the racetrack.
Really?
Yeah.
Elkhart Lake,
yeah. Huh. I got to hammer down on that in a Geo Prism, which was a little anticlimactic, but it was still really fun. So, you know, I think I would enjoy the Danica Patrick driving.
You're competitive. So
that I am. You know what I really want to do? They have a class at the tech school for like defensive driving. And I really want to take that because I think that would be fun.
Oh. Go ahead. I don't have any interest in it. So.
Anything to add, Kate?
I don't want to open up this debate any further. It's just that's what the survey says.
Yeah.
That's what we present to you.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.